So Sosik thought he was giving Maryville a little boost there, scored with 4.6 seconds left. Chillicothe got it down court, fed Kate Snyder. Our running Trey from the right wing drew nothing but net, and Chillicothe leads it by three. It's Maryville's basketball, so that was a big three from Cade Snyder. Peyton Dawson gives it up top to Oglesby, drives inside, leaves it on the baseline to Zimmerman. Back to Oglesby, feeds Sosik inside. That's going to be their basic play. Just keep feeding Sosik, who has a couple of inches on Walker Graves. And it's a one-point Chillicothe lead there. Graves feeds the cutter, Hayward. Hayward blocked out of bounds, parted his hair, tweaked his nose, and didn't call anything. Second block from Maryville, that one, Jacob Gray. McKitty lobs it up top to Graves, feeds Marshall. McKitty, three ball, nothing but net. Yes, yes, yes. Second three ball tonight for Chillicothe. It's 18-14, took a little trip. A four-point lead for the Hornets. Feed underneath. Oh, that was a nice play. Oh, but Peyton Dawson had a beautiful opportunity to lay it up. Couldn't get it to fall. That was that little weak side cutter play that several teams run, including Chillicothe. Up top, three ball off the back of the rim. Didn't fall for Nate McKitty. Oh, I'm sorry, for Mason Hayward. Dawson down court. Blocked out of bounds. Oh, and a blocking foul. Blocking foul from behind by called on Nate McKitty, his second. Blocking foul from behind. You don't see that very often. Oh, they called it on Walker. I'm sorry. They called it on Walker Graves, and the first free throw was in. So McKitty still with one, Graves with two now. Fresh legs check in for both teams. Brandon Lamp checks in for the first time, and Zimmerman waiting for his second free throw. It's a three-point Chillicothe lead. This would make it two. And that's what we got. Two-point lead for Chillicothe is Zimmerman makes both free throws. He's got four. Sosik with four to lead Maryville. Right wing, Chillicothe sends it around the horn to Brandon Lamp. Left wing, inside to Austin Morse. Hands it to Snyder, high post. Hayward, right wing. They're defending the perimeter a little bit more. Up top, Morse. Circle left, McKitty drives inside. Hands it to Morse at the free throw line. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped back to him. Pass to Snyder is stolen. And McKitty got back in time for the defense and a pushing off. After Chillicothe got the rebound, a pushing off on 52. Jackson Golightly.
Fouls on number 52, Jackson Golightly.
So that was a little fast and furious action there, but nice job by McKitty to get back in time. Got a hand up on the shooter just enough to alter the shot. 18-16, Chillicothe by 2, 6:07 left to play second quarter at Maryville. It's a 1-1. That was the seventh team foul, and Hayward's free throw struggles continue this season. Sosik up top. Circle left now to Dawson. Three-pointer top of the key off the back of the rim by Zimmerman. Rebound controlled by McKitty. McKitty down court has his pocket picked by Dawson. A Chillicothe turnover. Left wing, Oglesby drives the wing, but has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Brandon Lamp. Still Maryville's basketball, the Lynn bound at low post right. 5:42 left to play second quarter. 18-16, Chillicothe by two. They lob it up to the free throw line to Sosik, hands it to Oglesby. Underneath, Golightly, count it. That was a well-run play. Golightly's first bucket. Ties it up at 18. Snyder, right wing for Chillicothe, gives underneath to Morris. Doesn't get a shot to fall. And here comes Maryville. Bumps it out to Zimmerman, left wing. Pick and roll didn't develop. They go over to Oglesby, right wing, working against Hayward. And about four steps, but they let him get away with a travel and a bucket. Oglesby, and it's a two-point lead for Maryville now. McKitty answers and ties it up with a layup from the left side. And we got another whistle. And they say it's on McKitty, his second. Jacob Gray checks in for Sosick for Maryville. Austin Sharp will check in next opportunity. They lob it to go lightly in the paint, or outside the paint. He works at right wing now against McKitty. Little spin move, but lost the dribble and lost it out of bounds. Had a little spin move around McKitty, but a little clumsy, got his feet tied together and wasn't able to capitalize on it. The Austins rotate, Sharp in, Morris out. Morse, I always want to say Morris, it's Morse, like Morse code. McKitty goes behind his back, brings it across the timeline. Snyder, three ball, nope, off the rim. Lamp battles for the rebound, tips it to no man's land, controlled by Snyder. Hands it to McKitty. There's contact there, and they let him play on, and the ball goes out of bounds. I think Chillicothe was expecting a bump whistle there, but nothing was called. McKitty will get a breather, and Austin Sharp checks in. 20 apiece, 4:25 left to play in the first half at Maryville High School. Chillicothe and Maryville in a battle here in the first half. Hagen Snow set to check in. Up top, go lightly. Left wing to Zimmerman. Working against Evans for Chillicothe. Oglesby sends it into Gray. Gray spins on Sharp. Doesn't get it to fall. Go lightly with the rebound. They go up top. And working the baseline and a foul, bump foul on the floor. Well, you didn't call it on the other end, but you called it down here. Same official. That is on Brandon Lamp, his first. Sixth team foul. Hagen Snow checks in, and Peyton Dawson sets down for Maryville. Maryville's ball, low post right, tied at 20. They lob it up top to Oglesby. And loose basketball, shovels it to Zimmerman, who scores. Chillicothe down by two again, and Coach Cool trying for a call there. And gets one right there on a blocking foul on Zimmerman, his first. Zimmerman leading his team with 6 points. Adler Marshall will check in. And Brandon Lamp will set down. Austin Morse set to check into the next opportunity. And now they let him check in. And he will get Snyder a little bench time. 22-20, Maryville by two. At the line, Mason Hayward, one of three tonight at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. First one's money. Good looking free throw there. McKitty now comes in and Sharp sets down. So we have Morse, Evans, McKitty, Hayward, and Marshall on the floor for Chillicothe. 3:36 left to play in the first half. Hayward ties it up with two good-looking free throws. There's the free throw shooting. We knew he had it in him. And he ties it up at 22. Maryville across the timeline. Zimmerman, they go over to Oglesby, left wing. Up top to Snow. Circle right to Zimmerman. Looking inside. Sosick comes up to the free throw line. Give underneath to Gray. There's a travel. Oh, the official right in front of him didn't call anything, but the trailing official saw it and made the good call. Apparently the McKitties think that's funny. Come on, you heard me say stuff like that for 4 years, Terry. If not longer. Evans, left wing, holds it for Chillicothe. 3:09 left in the first half. They go up top to Nate McKitty. Morse over to Evans, left wing. 3 minutes left to play, tied at 22 in the second quarter. Evans, high post, tried to skip it into Adler Marshall, but it went off the foot of Jacob Gray, kicking the ball, and it's Chillicothe's ball, low post right. Chillicothe puts the players at the four posts. McKinney will inbound it. Peyton Dawson getting set to check in. They lob it up to no man's land. Morris tracks it down before it goes back court. On an inbounds play, it could go back court with no problem. Haywood up top, Austin Morris, right wing McKinney looking inside, can't get it to Marshall, up top to Haywood once again. Marshall up top, lobs it into Morris, nice lob into Morris, he's stripped of the ball as he goes up, and Austin Morris will go to the line to shoot two. Is that going to be on Sosick? No, and it's on Oglesby, his first. Ninth team foul in the act of shooting, and it will be two-shot opportunity for Austin Morris, who has 6 points in the first quarter, including 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and I just jinxed him. 2 of 3 now. Tied at 22 apiece. Been a pretty good battle. Chillicothe is led by 4. Maryville is led by 3. Been a bunch of tie-ups, a few lead changes, so pretty good Chillicothe-Maryville night of basketball right now. Second one goes in after missing the first, and Chillicothe leads it by 1. 23-22, 2:32 and counting in the second quarter. Chillicothe applying a press. Maryville breaks it with a couple of nice passes. Up top to Jackson Golightly. Left wing to Sosick. Lobs it into Golightly. Too far underneath the bucket. Flips it on the baseline to Dawson. Hangs on the rim. Rebound falls into Adler Marshall's hands. Here comes Chillicothe with a one-point lead. Underneath to Morris. Kicks it out to Evans, free throw line. Oh, and he is pushed off, and he'll shoot two shots because that is team foul number 10. Foul was after the shot, but that's the 10th team foul, so it'll be a two-shot foul. First one on Peyton Dawson. Chillicothe with 6 fouls. Snyder set to check in after this first one, which is off the back of the rim, no good for Cody Evans. Snyder checks in for Marshall. Evans takes his time, goes through his routine. Chillicothe by 1. And Chillicothe still by 1. Sosick with a rebound after Evans with a miss on the free throw line. Sosick up top. Dribble drive against Moore, spin move. Dumps it low post. McKinney there for the defense. Denies Dawson a shot. Dawson finally loses his dribble. Has to lob it up top to Golightly. Loose basketball. Haywood with the steal of the ball from Zimmerman. And then Zimmerman called for the hack. Zimmerman has 2. So Snow with 2. Morrison with 2. Zimmerman with 2. Dunlap with 2. Chillicothe has 2 on Graves. And 2, yeah, just 2 on Graves. And I do believe Mason Haywood has found his free throw eye. 4 of 6 now. Chillicothe by 2. Fresh legs check in for Maryville. 21, Tristan Lyle, a 6'1 junior. Second free throw, no good for Haywood. 10th player in for Maryville now. Sosick on the left wing. Probably won't shoot the tray, just a guess. Golightly gets it back to Sosick. They play pitch and catch. Chillicothe says that's enough of that. Knocked loose by Evans. Evans down court, lays it up, count it. Cody Evans had the steal, then cut down court. Was fed the basketball, has his first bucket. Chillicothe lead is now 3, 25-22. Now they have it right, 26-22. I thought so. Shot doesn't fall for Oglesby on the right wing. And on the trip down court, Chillicothe draws the foul. Pushing off, and Maryville starting to rack up the fouls. That's 2 on Dawson. No one with more than 2, but most of the team and half the fans have 2 fouls each for Maryville. 56.8 seconds left. At the free throw line, Evans shakes his head after missing that one. Still a 4-point lead, and Peyton Dawson checks out. Checking in for him, Alex Bean, another sophomore, 5'7 sophomore. Evans gets the second one to fall after missing the first one. Biggest lead of the game for either team now, 27-22. Chillicothe with the lead. Circle left, Bean. Up top to Lyle. Left wing, Oglesby. Back up top to Bean. Right side to Lyle. 40 seconds left. Go lightly. Only starter still in for Maryville is Big Jacob Sosick. Oglesby, right wing. Baseline left now to Bean with 23 seconds left. Chillicothe with the steal. Snyder and Evans team up for the steal. And then Evans tries to feed Snyder, and that was stolen by Oglesby. No points off the steal. Turnovers for both teams. Go lightly. Baseline Trey not there. Loose basketball. Traveling as two spoof hounds both had possession of the ball and were do-si-doing around the rink. And you can't do that unless there's a fiddle playing right there. Nothing easy. Make them go back. 4.6 seconds left. Chillicothe's ball. And tie up between McKitty and Oglesby. And that's tough because there's 0.3 of a second and you just lost the arrow. That's a tough one. Chillicothe, you get it in midcourt. And that's how the quarter comes to an end. So Maryville will get the ball to start the second half. Chillicothe, though, takes a 27-22 lead into the halftime locker room. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Hornets Basketball on KCHI.